Well, we have a pizza question on the Colleen and Bradley Show, MyTalk 1071, streaming live at MyTalk1071.com. Everything Entertainment. Colleen Lindstrom, Bradley Trainer.
Hello.
Hello. And, you know, when we have a pizza question, there's only one place we can really truly litigate such issues, and that is in pizza's court.
Mamma mia!
My Talk and Team Cobra present...
The best pizza night ever.
That was the worst pizza I ever had!
The Pizza's Court.
Pizza, where's pizza?
Where pizza's judged.
Mmm.
In court. Get it? Pizza's Court? Do I have to say this?
Yes.
With the Honorable Judge Topner presiding... Somebody hit the audible eye roll for me, will you?
Oh, jeez.
Oh, that is the world's longest opener. But it's so
fun.
So delightful and necessary.
Judge Topner, what are we litigating in today's case?
Well, today we're talking about pizza yet again, all thanks to Wisconsin. A lady in Wisconsin, specifically a lady named Caitlin Huber, from a little town called Juneau County, which is a county, not a town, but we're not going to focus on that right now. What we are going to focus on is the lawsuit that she has filed against Bagel Bites.
You mean pizza in the morning, pizza in the evening, pizza at summertime?
Actually,
when
she is...
pizza's on a bagel, you can have pizza anytime.
Pretty genius.
Although she's saying, this ain't no pizza. Nice try, Kraft Heinz Foods Company. LLC, or whatever the actual title is, because that's who she's suing. So Ms. Huber is like, look, Bagel Bites are low-quality pizza. They do not qualify as high-quality pizza. And she has decided to file a class-action lawsuit. And I think, like, you can all... I mean, like, she's doing this on behalf of everyone who's ever bought a Bagel Bites pizza. So if you're in Wisconsin and you liked Bagel Bites, I mean, watch out. You might be getting one of them things in the mail. You probably want to know why she thinks Bagel Bites is local.
I mean, I guess I do. I want to know why. But also, I was unaware that you can sue a company for having a low quality.
Well, she's basically...
item.
Yeah. I mean, if that's true,
like,
I've got a list.
Let me in.
Yeah.
I'm in those classes.
She's saying specifically that Bagel Bites, and by the way, 651-641-1071, what's your favorite low-quality pizza? Because I have no shame in it. I am not a fan of Bagel Bites because I just... That's not my thing. But whether it's like a Stouffer's French bread pizza... or
it's fancy.
Well, it's fraud.
I think that people would say a party pizza, and I would disagree. I love a party pizza, but fine.
I like Jack's. That would be my, you know, candidate. Again, no shame in the low quality game. I don't think it's low quality, but I think what she's saying is it's not exactly what it set out to be. I'll explain. 651-641-1071, your favorite low quality pizza, whatever that means for you. What she's specifically saying in federal court is that the packaging on the Bagel Bites is misleading.
Okay. And what does the packaging say that is misleading?
She alleges that the label on the front of the Bagel Bites puts an emphasis on the mozzarella cheese and real dairy, all caps. Okay. She says that that's false because the product does not contain real mozzarella cheese. Instead, she argues that reasonable Wisconsin consumers, because remember she filed in Wisconsin,
that dairy capital of the world,
right? Although I think California makes more dairy now than Wisconsin, but that's neither hither nor thither.
We've got some low quality pizza fans.
Well, good, but they can hold on for just one moment because I just want to give you the exact nature of her beef with the cheese.
With the cheese, her cheese beef.
She argues that reasonable Wisconsin consumers would expect a product with tomato sauce to only contain tomato ingredients and seasonings, not thickeners.
Oh, so she's trying to tell us that that mozzarella cheese is full of not cheese.
She's like, the cheese ain't cheese, and the sauce sauce, and the pizza ain't pizza.
So what she's trying to say is Bagel Bites cut the cheese.
I like what you did there.
Thank you.
Shall we go to the phone?
Yeah, what do we have first, Holly?
Julie.
Hi, Julie.
Hi, Jules.
Julie, what's your favorite low-quality pizza?
Hello.
Hi.
My favorite low-quality pizza actually is from Quick Trip in the frozen section. It's called Meat Sweats, and the pizza is awesome. Big, huge chunks of meat and stuff on there. It's great.
Oh, my God. Meat I love sweats? That it's called Meat Sweats, because do you, one imagines, get the Meat Sweats?
Exactly. Oh. It's excellent. The flavor and the sauce is good, too. You love it.
Awesome. I'll give it a shot. Meat Sweats at the Quick Trip.
Thank you. It's by the thank you. It's called Pothole Pizza, and there is one called Meat Sweats.
I like that.
Nice.
There's one called Pep Rally. That one's the pepperoni one.
Oh, I see.
And one called Sausage Palooza.
Oh.
I mean, they really missed it. The mark. They could have called it Sausage Party.
That's what I would have called it.
Yeah. I mean,
thank you.
A whole different party.
Who else do we have on the phone, Holly?
Teresa.
Hello, Teresa. Teresa, what's your favorite low-quality pizza?
Hey, Teresa.
Hi. Mine is specifically the Totino's Party Pizza with the pepperoni that's cut up into tiny little squares.
Yes, because it's not round.
Exactly.
And something tells me it's not actually pepperoni.
I think it's just leftovers that they brushed up and kind of threw it all onto that.
But you know what? We don't care because it is good.
Well, at 2 o'clock in the morning, it's wonderful.
Yeah, right.
I would say any time of day, but yes, 2 o'clock in the morning, get into it.
Pretty good.
Thank you for your call. The thing about the Totino's Party Pizza is that the crust is amazing. That's the thing that makes
it a party. I've never had a party. Is that the one in the box? It's in a box.
Yeah. You've never had a Totino's Party Pizza?
No, I'm not if I'm going to go for frozen pizza, it's either going to be a Jack's. A Tombstone. Mm-hmm. It used to be Tombstone always because we were like a Tombstone house for some reason. But then in college, Jack's, because you can like dump all sorts of other stuff on it and make it even better.
I do want to tell you, if you decide to embark on a Totino's Party Pizza Party, Bradley, you specifically, because I know you.
Yeah.
That will be a single serving experience.
Oh, I have no doubt. I mean, a Tombstone is a single serving experience.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
It used to be half and half.
Negative.
No. But I can also say I haven't had a low quality, quote unquote, low quality pizza, and I ain't trying to be fancy. I just haven't done that. Because whenever I get a hankering for pizza, it's like beep, boop, bop, boop, beep. But I haven't picked one up at the grocery store in a long time, so I'm overdue.
Holly, who else do we have on the line?
Patty is going to give us the last word.
Perfect. Hi, Patty. Patty, thank you for joining us for Pizza's Court. What's your favorite low quality pizza?
Hey, Cookie Patty talking about pizza.
Hey, Cookie Patty pizza.
Okay, Totino's, I just have to say, hands down, the best. You buy them in a four-pack. Mm-hmm. They're rectangular. The combination goes in the toaster oven, 14 minutes, boom, on the plate, done. Love it.
Love it.
The other one that I love and I can't find anymore is Tony's Pizza.
Oh, I don't
know. You remember the Tony's
pizza? Yes. Do they make
little
that anymore?
Brown pepperonis that when it was baking in the oven, they'd curl all up and be all greasy and crispy. I don't know where they are.
Oh, I'm looking at Tony's. I'm looking at the package.
They still
have looks
them at
familiar.
Target. They still have them at Target. You can get it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. I haven't been to a Target lately. All righty.
Get on it.
I think I might have to do that. Looking at dinner. Thank you.
Thank you, Patty. Have a great day. When we come back on the Colleen and Bradley show, we have to revisit the Tristan and Chloe kerfuffle.
Yep.
And that is kerfuffle with a K. When we come back on the Colleen and Bradley show on My Talk 1071. And Tristan playing peekaboo. This is the Colleen and Bradley show
with Chloe.
My Talk 1071 streaming live at mytalk1071.com. Everything entertainment. Colleen Lindstrom, Bradley Trainer.
Hello.
What's going on with Chloe and Tristan's peekaboo?
Look, I don't want to talk about Tristan's wiener. I really don't. I don't like to. I mean, these two, normally these people would not be on our radar, except they have made us care. Why? Because fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, and we'll talk about it from noon to three on Colleen and Bradley on My Talk 107.1. So Khloe Kardashian got the news that Tristan, the father of her child, cheated on her 100 years ago, right? Mm-hmm. I don't even remember when this was now. The space-time continuum is so crazy.
I don't either.
So it's probably a couple years. Anyway, she's doubling down. The woman, okay, there's a woman who claimed yesterday, or we talked about her claim yesterday on a podcast, that she also cheated on had a relationship of sorts with Tristan, meaning he cheated on Chloe with her.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so this would be cheating experience number two. We shared that yesterday. Well, she shared some facts about Tristan that seemed to be rather specific regarding his
peekaboo,
his wiener, and that was interesting. We'll get to that in a moment. But she also, I mean, she was talking about it openly on a podcast, brazenly, with details. And so we're all like, hey, Chloe, your man looks like he's not being faithful again, mm-hmm. right? And, you know, fool me once. Like, we told you.
Right.
We told you this was going to happen.
Right. We were all over here being like, run, girl.
Yeah.
He's going to cheat again.
She yelled at us,
mm-hmm.
not him.
For caring.
And actually ended up, like, also kicking friends to the curb.
Right.
Jordan Woods.
Right.
Anyone?
Sister friends, yes.
Yeah. So that was like actual, not, that wasn't a cheating. Well, that was, like, what would you call what happened with Jordan Woods? Because that was the second occurrence of some sort of infidelity.
A big mistake.
Whatever. I don't know. But I do know that I now have details further from the lady who says that she had the second go-round with Mr. Tristan. And
Sydney Chase.
Yes, her name is Sydney Chase. She is an Instagram model. She apologized after yesterday's report was made public. Not for speaking aloud about her cheating with Tristan,
mm-hmm.
but that she talked about his wing wing.
Okay. I mean, that's fair.
She apologized for talking about his peekaboo wiener. And let me get the actual words, because now I'm just talking around it, but I think her words, let's let her tell us in her own words. She took to TikTok, and Holly, hat tip to you because you sent us this TikTok originally. She said, yes, the Tristan rumors are true. So doubling down on what she had said in the podcast, she went on to say, the last time we had contact, besides when he messaged me after finding out about the interview, put a pin in that. Mm-hmm. It was the day after his daughter's birthday party.
Ooh. Ooh, the princess birthday party with all the purple Ooh. Balloons and the.
Ooh. So Thompson didn't go to that birthday party, by the way, because he was out of town for a game.
Okay.
But he wasn't out of town to cheat. Anyway, in her TikTok revelation, she goes on to say that she apologized for disclosing personal information about Tristan, adding, that's not okay and I shouldn't have done that. Allegedly, you know, referring to the peekaboo wiener.
Mm-hmm.
We haven't quite figured out what that meant.
Oh,
but
that is another word for...
Yeah, we assumed that it was, you know, because it was like a Steve Jobs experience.
Mm-hmm.
He was wearing a turtleneck.
Right. And, yeah.
What?
That's what the article says, too.
Okay, good. Yeah. She went on, though, in that TikTok to say, me answering the question about our past relations. So she apologizes for the specifics and then says, me answering the questions about our past relations, that is true. We did have past relations. I then found out he was in a relationship and I ended things. She said in the interview, things got misconstrued while we were drinking. We first met in November. She gets very specific, which I find interesting.
Right.
You know, like that lends certain credibility, of course. But I'm also like, does that really, like, who's quibbling about dates? I would imagine that Chloe would quibble about dates, but still.
Exactly. I'm sure it was, though. It was Kardashian fans, whoever those people are.
She said, we first met in November 11th, to be exact, and that's when everything started. And the last time we had contact, besides when he messaged me after finding out about the interview, put a pin in that, it was the day after his daughter's birthday party. So, the pin part, we need to double back to an address.
That he contacted her after he found out about the interview.
Which is what we talked about yesterday, which mm-hmm. means that he contacted her recently, and he clearly didn't tell her to shut up because mm-hmm. she kept talking.
Mm-hmm. So or he did tell her to shut up, and she was like, no thanks.
Yeah, I mean, that's true, but then, like, think about the way she talks about it. She's like, I shouldn't have talked about that one thing, but I'm going to tell you all this other stuff, right? So, like, she's not moved to... keep anything from us, but yet she's going to be apologetic about that one thing. So that indicates to me that she, I don't know, I feel like she's telling the truth.
Mm-hmm.
What what this now means, and this is why I think we need to talk about it, is what the heck is going to happen when the Kardashian-Jenners get on this, because I want the popcorn. I want to grab the popcorn so that we can see how they're going to respond, because this is a breach of the Kar-Jenner space-time continuum. What that means is this, you can tell this, you know, yesterday we implied this was a move.
Yeah. There,
potentially this could be a move from Kar-Jenner Empire to like throw out this storyline. I don't think so, because it's coming from this woman in a very specific way that's not directed in any way or responded to in any way by a Kardashian at this point.
Right.
And what that means is if she's speaking on her own, that this will screw with the timing for all of the stories that the tabloids are talking about in relation to Khloe Kardashian versus what's on their reality show.
Right. Well, so this was going to be my question, and I'm now just going over there to look myself. Has Khloe said or done anything recently?
I mean, I haven't seen anything.
Oh, I'm here to tell you. The last time she posted on Instas was 5 days ago. That is uncharacteristic
of
Khloe.
Yeah, so I feel like if I were Chase, I would be like chasing myself into hiding.
Oh, she's going to get ceased and desisted.
Yeah.
Ooh, we'll keep an eye on it. Don't worry about it. We're on the case. When we come back on the Colleen and Bradley show, we've got dumb people doing dumb things. Crazy, stupid idiots after this on My Talk 107.1. Dumb people doing dumb things. We love to tell you about them on the Colleen and Bradley show, My Talk 107.1, streaming live at mytalk1071.com. Everything entertainment. Colleen Lindstrom, Bradley Trainer.
Hello.
And these are your crazy, stupid idiots.
Well, then, I guess one could say that's a crazy, stupid idiot. Yeah! Colleen and Bradley present CSI. It stands for crazy, stupid idiots.
It sure does. Why? Well, because the world is full of crazy, stupid idiots. Dumb people doing dumb things repeatedly over and over again. Oftentimes in the state of
Florida.
Florida.
And sometimes other places.
Like Florida.
Woo!
I would like to take you to St. Petersburg, Florida, and I want to tell you about a 28-year-old by the name of Olivia Taylor Washick. She's got three names, presumably four, but I don't know what her middle name is. Anyway, Ms. Taylor Washick is 28 years old, and she was arrested, and she was arrested for being tipsy.
Ooh, everybody in the club.
Yeah, get tipsy except for Olivia, because it'll lead to an arrest. Now, public drunkenness is, you know, not a good idea, generally speaking. Mm-hmm. Drink responsibly. But in the world of crazy, stupid idiots, this is very garden variety, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, I mean, you know, get crunk, go out in public.
Yeah, I mean, it happens,
yeah,
right? Like,
right.
You shouldn't do it, but it does happen. It's not the most unusual crazy stupid idiot experience. So we're going to have to dial it up a bit, because this is crazy stupid idiots, and add something to the experience of Olivia Taylor Washick, 28 years old, in Florida, being arrested for public drunkenness. So she wasn't just highly intoxicated.
Did she go potty?
No, but good guess. Not really.
Is she not wearing pants?
I mean, gooder guess, but still not correct. So no potty humor, no nudie parts.
Did she vandalize something?
Yes.
Ooh.
The lapse of police officers. Oh.
She vandalized police officers' laps?
Yes. So apparently she was offering, well, both officers and paramedics and private citizens the opportunity to have a lap dance.
Oh.
So she was just going up to people like, hey guys, would you like a lap dance?
Oh.
And they were like,
I'm embarrassed for her right now.
Yeah, I mean, you should be. And I'm sure this is not something she's going to think highly of when she sobers up.
Oof.
So apparently, not only was she trying to give random citizens lap dances outside of a business, I don't know what the business was. One can imagine it wasn't a lap dance.
It was probably
business.
A Taco Bell. Like, yeah. Let's be real.
Yeah. Or like not a place you should be doing that, right. Period. Right? Although I don't know where that place would be. Other than the strip club. Yeah. Anyway, we don't know if there were any lap dances actually provided by Ms. Taylor Swift Washick. Taylor Washick? Yeah, Olivia, we'll call her. She was highly intoxicated. When the paramedics arrived to take care of her, they turned around and left.
Because she wouldn't give them a lap dance?
Well, she threatened to punch them.
Oh,
and they were like, so here's the thing. We would like to help you, but we can't help you if you're going to punch us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so they had to leave. And at that point, the police showed up and arrested her for public intoxication. Meanwhile, she continued to yell profanities at everyone around and asked officers if they wanted to, quote, her on the sidewalk.
That could be a lot of things.
Yeah. Poo?
I think there was a Nancy Sinatra song, Bang Bang. Bang Bang. She asked them if they wanted to.
Purr. Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Have relations.
Yes.
Oh, okay. No.
Yes. Okay. Pull a Nancy Sinatra on the street corner. They declined and obliged by taking her to jail.
Mm-hmm. I bet that when she tries to get a job.
Yeah. A simple Google search will lead to a few questions, perhaps. This is the problem of living in the age of the internet.
Yeah, awkward.
And I am grateful I am now sober after that experience. Mm. It would be nice. I wonder if you can have, like, I wonder if you could, like, write a letter to Google, like, hey, hi.
Dear Google, I'd like to get a job someday. Could you please
at least lower the return on this Google search?
Having some personal SEO for the things you don't want on the internet.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Whew, okay. For our next story, we're going to Gnarlands.
Oh, okay. I have not been.
Neither have I. Me neither. But apparently, who knew? Do you know who lives in Gnarlands? Chewbacca.
The
Chewbacca.
From Star Wars?
He's retired. Is there another Chewbacca?
Well, I don't know. I mean, why would Chewbacca, a hairy beast from another planet, be in New Orleans?
It's kind of humid, isn't it?
Strange things happen. Police in New Orleans are on the hunt for Chewbacca. Why, you ask?
I mean, I have a lot of theories, but sure. Why are police on the hunt for him?
Because on Saturday night, Chewbacca got into an argument with somebody and stabbed them.
Okay. What?
It was a street performer dressed as Chewbacca.
Was it like one of those New York street performers where like a knockoff Chewbacca?
Actually, let me show you this, because I think you will be surprised at how authentic this Chewbacca actually looks. Okay. Because, you know, the New York ones are pretty off-brand.
Yeah, they're very off-brand. Mm-hmm.
This one...
Because they have to be.
Right. This one looks...
Okay.
Come on, that's better than...
That's decent.
It's not that terrible.
That looks like the guy from Land of the Lost.
I mean, it's a grainy picture, but that's not a terrible Chewbacca.
Could be worse.
Could be worse. It
looks like a Chewbacca had relations with a Yorkshire Terrier.
Well, I mean...
that is very accurate. Yeah,
you're not wrong. So what happened is... I don't actually know how the fight began, but Chewbacca, who, by the way,
lightsaber?
Yeah, of course.
Okay.
Why wouldn't he be? Chewbacca, who's mostly known for affectionate hugs and not for stabbing, got angry at somebody in the crowd and ended up stabbing the person. And the biggest clue about who the Chewbacca is that his head fell off during the fight. And so... I don't know if you know this. There's a person inside this suit.
Yeah, so this is not an actual Wookiee.
Wookiee, right.
Yeah.
But they did get a Wook at him, okay?
You could say he's a Wookiee criminal. Mm-hmm. Not a pro.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. That's good. Oh, okay. Yeah, okay. There we go.
I'll give you that one. Anywho, they did get a look at his face. It's some guy who's probably in about his 20s, and they're looking for him.
Can I just ask the obvious question? In the reporting of this story, they include the photograph of the man in the Chewbacca costume. Mm-hmm. Why did they not include the picture with his
mask? That's what I was looking for, right? Because but they did not show
Thought we're looking for him still?
You know, maybe that is the picture of him with his mask off, and then we have some concerns.
Yeah.
He is a Yorkshire Terrier.
I mean that picture makes it look like he has no arms and that he's 3 feet tall.
Well, I don't know. Wookiees just kind of blend in together, right? They're just, you know, hairballs.
I have so many questions.
Yeah. Why did Chewbacca never do product placement with Banaka?
No.
Chewbacca.
No, Chewbacca Banaka?
Yeah.
Chewbacca
Banaka.
Missed opportunities.
I agree.
That really, was that missed?
Yeah, I feel like it was.
Call the people at Banaka.
Oh. I mean, are they still a thing?
What, Wookiees or Banaka?
I mean, I know Wookiees are a thing. Banaka. I used to love you'd get that little tiny dropper and just drop it right there on your tongue and it would just burn a hole in your tongue. Oh, so bad.
I always had the spray thing.
I mean, I loved that too. Do you have another crazy stupid idiot?
Let's go from, that was in New Orleans, to, the United Kingdom. Yes, we need to go across the pond for this story. Now, this particular story, a lot of people can probably relate. Like, we've all been in an Uber, right?
Yes.
We've all had that experience.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
And there are times when you're in an Uber because this is not, you know, some Uber drivers are professionals, mm-hmm. meaning this is all they do, and they've been doing it for years. And like a professional taxi driver, for example, they know their way around town. But there are also Uber drivers who, you know, maybe this is like their first few times out. You don't know how long they've been doing
it.
Maybe you've checked their ratings, but regardless, it wouldn't surprise you perhaps that you'd be in an Uber and maybe you've had the experience where you're driving to a place and you're like, I actually know that there's an easier way to get to this place.
Yeah.
Now you could tell that person, and in fact, you can do that with a cab driver, right? Like, doesn't mm-hmm. matter. You can just say like, hey, why don't you take this way instead of that way? It'll save you some time. Well, this happened, and this happened in our crazy stupid idiot status story, but just getting the directions wrong on your trip to wherever is, like, big deal.
Yeah, it happens.
Right?
Yeah.
Well, this getting the directions wrong experience led to near death for everyone involved. It was terrifying.
Uh-oh.
And I don't think it would likely happen here, but let me tell you about what had happened. So we need to go to the wee hours of April 11th, and a woman by the name of Emma Laval got in a vehicle, and she was heading somewhere. It doesn't matter. She was heading somewhere, and then she noticed that the Uber driver was following the directions of the navigation system, mm-hmm. Google Maps or something, right? And she's like, oh, I don't feel like we're going in the right direction. I feel like we could be. And she's like, actually, I think you need to turn right. The guy driving, however, was like, oh, I'm just going to keep listening to my satellite navigator. I'm going to turn left. And when he turned left, despite her pleas, he drove them right into a canal.
Oh my gosh.
Oh,
no.
So she said,
I was afraid you were going to say that.
She said she noticed that her driver was driving toward the Bridgewater Canal, told him to stop, and he was like, I don't hear you. I'm just listening to my music. Turned to the left and plopped them into the canal. Now, the good news is, ever the polite driver, the Uber driver was like, all right, can you get out? Are you okay? And she was like, yeah, but we almost died. And he was like, okay, we'll get out. And can you find your way home?
Mm-mm.
And she was like, okay. And she had to walk herself 15 minutes home.
But also
in a
like
dark, darkened night.
What did he do? Just leave? What
he
did he do?
He just waited until they got him out of the canal and, you know, just hung out listening
How
to his podcast.
That is bizarre.
Isn't that the scariest thing ever? Like, because I am not the person that would even be paying that close attention until, like, I'd be like, I feel like this is not the right way,
We were in a ride situation at one point where the driver went the wrong way on a one-way.
Mm-hmm.
And
we
didn't realize it was happening until it was happening. And we were like, no. It was, that was a frightening block.
Yeah.
It was just really scary. But also, here's my other question. What was wrong with the direction service?
I mean, I don't
that
know.
It would like deposit you in a canal.
Obviously, sometimes you can't rely on technology.
Apparently.
Because it can lead you. It doesn't say which one. It just says sat-nav, but okay. It sounds like a very British term for Google Maps. Or
sat-nav.
I will say that the spokesperson for Uber said, we are currently investigating the concerning report. Mm. Now, here's the kicker. So, remember, survives going into canal, gets out, walks home 15 minutes in the dark, in an unfamiliar place, gets home, whew, survived that experience, sits down on the couch, and what happens next? Beep, boop, bop, boop, beep. A little notification comes up from Uber that she has been charged for the experience.
No.
Oh, rude.
No, ma'am.
Yep.
That's rude.
29 pounds and 31 pence.
For that little swim
yeah.
in the middle of the night.